That's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 19th.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Today's word is censure, spelled C-E-N-S-U-R-E. Censure is a verb. To censure someone is to formally criticize or reprimand them for an act or failure, especially from a position of authority. Here's the word used in a sentence from the West Volusia Beacon of DeLand, Florida, by Al Everson. Aware of recent occurrences in Deltona, whose city commission censured one of its members for naming a private citizen and posting insults and vulgar comments about him on social media, Mayor Gary Blair said Orange City should declare such behavior out of bounds. If you're among those who confuse censure and censor, C-E-N-S-O-R, we don't blame you. The two words are notably similar in spelling and pronunciation, and both typically imply acts of authority. It's no surprise that they share a common ancestor, the Latin censere, meaning to give as an opinion. But here's the uncensored truth. Despite the similarities, censure and censor are wholly distinct in meaning. Censure means to fault or reprimand, often in an official way. Censor means to suppress or delete as objectionable. So if you're talking about removing objectionable content from a book or banning it from a library, the word you want is censor with an O. And you can use censure to talk about criticizing, condemning, or reprimanding those pushing for censorship. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.